Moncrief on News Talk.
Dubai chocolate is a bit of a thing, but you don't have to travel to the Emirates to get it. They're making thousands of them in Mullingar. Denise Buckley is co-owner of Sugar Plum Sweetery. Good afternoon, Denise.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
So start, Denise, by explaining to us what it is.
Absolutely. So it's a really delicious chocolate bar creation. So what it is catifi pastry, which is made with Irish butter. And what you do is you roast it off and then you put it into a pistachio cream. And then it's in a milk chocolate base decorated with some really lovely colours.
Right. OK. And the woman who kind of invented this, the woman in Dubai, she yes. based it on kind of a childhood favourite of hers.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think it's kind of the pastry side of it as well that kind of created something. So when you get it bite into the bar, obviously there's a snap with the chocolate, but it's crispy. There's a crisp to it as well. Oh. So that kind of makes it the sensation. You've got the smoothness of the sauce and then you've got the crispiness of the pastry, which is delicious.
Right, okay. And so but in a chocolate bar, would you get that pastry sensation?
Yeah, you will, because that's why like it takes around 20 to 30 minutes of kind of roasting it as well to get that sensation of it. But because it's crisp and it's like a skinny pastry, it's really, really skinny, like shoestrings, like teeny tiny, like even skinnier than pasta, like spaghetti. And that's how you get it. And then you just want to roast it as well. So we just make sure it's crisp enough without going too far. And that's how you get that when you bite into the bar then.
Right. OK. Sounds. And why has it become so massively popular?
I think it's just a bit of everything. Like, I think it's amazing in terms of like from a social media perspective, like on TikTok, people are dying to try it. And it's funny, the connotations in Ireland of the silage bar, because obviously it's obviously a big farming community. So people are looking at going, this is the craziest looking bar ever. It's really green and it has this weird, like it looks like grass in it as well. So I think people can't get over that as well. So and because it's also something that's like we're obviously making it in our chocolate factory in Mullingar, but it's because it's something that like is trending as well throughout the world. So it's like a new phenomenon as well. Because yeah. I suppose salted caramel has been around and other flavours, but this is like the new hit as well. So people are just dying to try it.
And how long have you been making them for?
We started making it in November, and that was our first time because we had travelled to Dubai to taste it. We wanted to figure out what all the hype was about, and then we wanted to put our own stamp on it and make it even more special. So we started making it in November.
And at the moment, like, can you satisfy the demand for it?
No, so we're like, yes, I know. So we've moved from a very small team and currently we have 20 team. So we're literally working 24/7 in our chocolate factory to keep up with the demand. Even before we open our shop in Mullingar in the mornings, there's people already sitting in their cars waiting to come in. So we've lots of demand as well. But like, look, customers are great. They're patient. We obviously have notes to say how long delivery will be on our website. And the team, like we've just taken on so many new team as well, and everyone is just behind us. So, look, it's a great position for us to be in. So, yeah, we're delighted.
Absolutely. And if somebody turns up to the shop and they want to buy all of them, do you have to have rules about how many people can take away and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we absolutely do, because I suppose it's just to make sure that everyone gets a bit of it. And even at the weekends, people are driving from like Donegal and crazy places to come down, because we have an exclusive with Avoca as well, and they're getting a drop for tomorrow morning. So they'll have some stock. But apart from that, it's our shop and then our website as well. So we just want to make sure that we can get the bar and to as many people as we can. So and then it's crazy that like we might sell the bar and somebody then will put it up on another website and try and sell the bar for double the price of what we've sold it as.
That's mad.
It's just, yeah, so the demand is crazy. So we just want to make sure that we're protecting that as well. So and to give it to our customers as quickly as possible.
Yeah. How much are you selling the bar for?
We're selling it for $9.95.
Right. But people are sticking it on social media for 20 and 30 quid.
Yeah. So like I think before in Ireland, say in September, October, you could buy through like different companies and it was like 20 to 25 euros because obviously it's coming from somewhere else globally as well. But I think the magic with us as well is because we're making them daily. So you're getting this product and it's literally going from the chocolate factory straight into packaging, into a box or up to the customer in the shop as well. So there's no hanging around with our chocolate as well. So I think that does make a difference as well, because it's such a fresh product.
And before November, I assume you're still doing it too. You were making lots of other things. Has the demand for this bar kind of had an effect on how much of the other products you can produce?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose what we've done is we have a Dubai team. they turn green on the roster, and the reason is to just make sure that we've got that group just focusing on that, and then we've our other pieces, because we've got amazing things that we've won awards for, like our Florentine and we've sold caramel frogs that have gold dust on them. So we're very inspired by Willy Wonka and Harry Potter and quirkiness and all that stuff. So we like, it's great that people are seeing our brand now, because we have more followers and all that stuff, that they're getting to experience the whole thing, not just one bar.
Yeah. Is it a craze though? Or do you think it'll kind of taper off after a while?
I think it's starting a new kind of looking at chocolate again, and just not like, I think it's just too simple to just look at a caramel and then go, okay, what's next? So I think it's exciting that it's kind of opening the market again. And it's just different because it's like probably a chunkier chocolate, and there's loads of different creations that we're working on now as well to kind of expand on this collection. So there's more kind of things with pastry, with the Catifi and all that. So I think there's definitely longevity, and I think people want quirky, cool, something different. And we're in a good position that we can keep kind of making stuff, and we're all very creative and all that stuff. So I think it's going to be something that will continue.
Yeah. Okay. Though at the same time, you don't want to move attention away from all the other things you're making as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it would be nice to get some sleep soon, but look, we're going to keep going.
Is it that bad actually that you're not getting much sleep?
I suppose it's just something that, like, what's that Irish saying? You need to make hay when the sun shines.
Yeah,
I suppose
we
just want to do the maximum that we can. We've got an amazing team, and we just want to make sure that we try our best for our customers, because we've had people that are with us for, like, we're only 3 years. We're still a baby of a business. But business is hard when you've chocolate prices going up 100% in the last 6 months and all that stuff as well. So, you know, I think it's just good for people to be able to see that the hard work is paying off, especially when the team are doing their best and all that stuff. So I think we definitely have time and for the other products to kind of be showcased and all that stuff. And our shop is amazing. We've got like Willy Wonka inspired shop fit. We've got like a till from Home Alone 2, like a replica. We've a wizard that was done by a carver in Mullingar and all that stuff. So like the shop and all the stuff is magical. So it's great for us to have new customers coming in to see what we've created.
Denise, congratulations to you, and
thank
best
you
of
so
luck
much.
With that. That's Denise Buckley, their co-owner of the Sugar Plum Sweetery in Mullingar.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.